Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Flag Football America podcast. We can be found on Facebook and Instagram at Flag Football America. I'm your host, Stacey Marshall. And today we've got a guest with us who's running an event on Saturday. And it's actually an event that's probably not done a lot, but I think more and more leagues may try to do this type of idea. And also, this gentleman, along with his wife, run a great facility out in Tulsa, in Oklahoma. So I believe I have that right. Without further waiting, we're going to bring on Gene Tyler. Gene, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Gene, can you tell my audience a little bit about your name, your title, and what you do? What organization do you represent?
Okay. My name is Gene Tyler. I'm from the Tulsa area in northeast Oklahoma. Grew up playing football and started playing flag football in my early 20s. Got into playing a couple leagues, really enjoyed it, traveled, played a few tournaments, and my wife and I decided a little over a year ago to start our own league in the Tulsa area. We started out doing flag football tournaments here and there, and now it's grown into several tournaments into several different sports. And then we also have our first league starting in 2 weeks. So we started, the name of our company is NEOK Sports, which is stands for Northeast Oklahoma. We offer anything from men's flag football, basketball, kickball, just trying to branch out and to get into some other sports.
That's great. That's great. I got tons of questions, but I guess let's first talk about, just in case, you know, we run out of time, let's talk about the event that you've got coming up Saturday, August 27th.
Okay. Most of the tournaments that we do are either standard 8-on-8 tournament, you know, double elimination, or a 5-on-5 double elimination tournament. And we play an outdoor, you know, on a Saturday. In February of this year, we had our first Midnight Madness tournament, which was basically an indoor tournament that we run, starts at midnight and will run until 6 in the morning. In February, we had our first one. It went great, and guys have been asking me ever since then to do another one. So now we're on our second midnight tournament, and it starts Saturday night at midnight and will run until 6 o'clock Sunday morning. We've got an indoor soccer facility here in Tulsa that we use. They've got two indoor turf fields, and we run 5-on-5 in there. They've got, you know, concessions on 24 hours. They've got two, like, smaller practice fields that guys can go play a pickup game when they've been eliminated from the tournament, or, you know, practice and warm up, whatever. So we've been real happy with the facility and with the midnight-style tournament itself. Guys really seem to enjoy that.
Okay, great. So now, will this tournament be co-ed, or is it just 5-on-5 and then women can play if they want to?
This is strictly a men's 5-on-5 tournament. We haven't done anything co-ed other than kickball. I haven't gotten into any co-ed flag football yet. Everything that we've done has basically been men's flag football. That's what I started out playing. And so when I started my league, I just kind of went with my bread and butter and started doing what I know. And as we've gotten bigger, now we're looking into getting, you know, a women's league, some women's tournaments, and some co-ed tournaments going.
Okay, that's great. This is, again, the Flag Football America podcast, and I'm on with Gene Tyler from NEOK Sports. Can you let my audience know where they can find more information about your facility and your leagues? Where can they find you on online or social media?
We are on all types of social media. We have a Facebook page, which is just under NEOK Sports. We've got a Twitter account. We've got an Instagram. We're all over social media. And then our website is just neok-sports.com. We post everything, you know, pictures from previous tournaments, upcoming tournaments. You know, with our league, we'll have stats on there. and you know, some charity events that we've done and teams that we've partnered up with. We have all of our information all on our website.
That's awesome. So for this, so for my audience, well, this, I just want to refresh. Is this tournament on Saturday going to be indoor or outdoor?
It is indoor. It is in an indoor soccer facility. They've got a couple turf fields that we use, but it's all indoor.
Okay. So now, is this a facility that you and your wife had built, or is this just an organization that you run through? What's the name of the facility? Is that also NEOK Sports?
No, the facility itself is, there's a company here in Tulsa called Soccer City. They run soccer and men's lacrosse all the time. They've got, like I said, four indoor fields in there. And so it is a friend of mine named Kerry. He owns the facility. He runs his own soccer leagues out of that, runs his own lacrosse leagues out of that. And I touched base with him, and he has let me rent the facilities for this midnight tournament. Now, we have some property that we run all of our outdoor tournaments in our league that is our property just outside Tulsa in a community called Catoosa. We've leased some property, and we have access to that whenever we want it. You know, that's our property. But for this tournament, doing the indoor midnight deal, you know, we wanted to keep it indoor and just have, you know, it's a different atmosphere when you get into the indoor tournaments like that.
That's great. That's great. You know, you kind of struck a chord with me when you talked about your wife, you and your wife doing this together. I actually met my wife as a referee in flag football, so it definitely helps because she kind of understands all the demands on what it takes to run these leagues. So quickly, can you just kind of share, like, one, how you decide to go from playing to want to maybe run an organization? Because not everyone has the skills to do that. And then how did you and your wife kind of make that decision to go from just playing recreationally to actually running leagues? Because I know it's a lot of work.
And it is. It is a lot of work. Actually, starting the league was my wife's idea. You know,
that's
I started
great.
Playing. I was playing. You know, we started traveling, going down to Texas for tournaments. We've gone to Oklahoma City for tournaments. And there's a big need in Tulsa for adult recreational sports. Softball, both men's, women's, and co-ed, is very big down here. But as far as adult recreational sports, there's not much to offer in Tulsa. There was one league doing men's flag football, and then when we got down to Dallas and went to a flag football X tournament, and you know, I got to meet Dennis Frills while I was down there, and you know, saw how he ran things and the turnouts that he has, and how big he is able to make flag football. You know, I looked at that and I said, you know, football has been my passion since I was a kid, and I want that. I want that to be available in the Tulsa area and in Oklahoma in general. And so by the time we got back from that tournament, my wife pretty much decided, she was like, well, why don't you give it a shot? You know, we'll run, buy everything we need. We'll run a couple tournaments, see if we can get guys interested. And now we have, you know, several teams that come in from out of state coming into our tournaments. And, you know, it's grown in the last year has grown at a ridiculous rate to the point where we're running tournaments almost every weekend on top of starting our league this fall. So, it was my wife's idea, actually.
Okay, great. Now, is this something you do full-time, or is this something you just do sort of like you know, as a part-time thing? How involved are you with running these your organization?
Well, I would consider it a part-time job that I work full-time on, I guess.
That's a good way to put it.
I said I would consider it a part-time job that I work full-time on. I've got a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job, but while I'm at work, as soon as I get off work, I am working on my league 24/7. I'm constantly on my phone. I'm constantly, you know, on social media, making phone calls, you know, setting up tournaments. And my wife actually stays at home with my son, and she works on it all day, 7 days a week, you know, just the same as I am. So it's definitely been a full-time job, but I'm not lucky enough yet to be able to have that be my only full-time job.
No, and I think the way you phrase it, it's great, a great way to put it. I've never heard it put that way, a part-time job that you work full-time, and it definitely has to be kind of like a blessing to have somebody who kind of help you, because there's a lot of little things that have to get done, and just to have somebody doing it with you definitely, I'm sure, comes in handy.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't do it without her.
That's great. This is, again, the Flag Football America podcast. We can be found on flagfootballamerica.com. We can also be found on Instagram at Flag Football America and on Facebook at Flag Football America. We're on with Gene Tyler. How would you describe your title? Are you kind of like a founder, director? What official titles do you and your wife use when you're talking to potential teams or potential players?
You know, like you said, depending on who I talk to, if I'm talking to potential teams, potential players, it is 100% the league director. You know, I organize the events as far as like running them and with our referees, making sure everything's run smooth, the formats of our tournaments, how the leagues are set up. Yeah, you know, so for them, I would be a league director, and my wife would be more, I guess, accounting and public relations. She, while I'm at work, she reaches out to all of our players. You know, we have a free agents list, so anybody who wants to play any of our sports can sign up and, you know, try to get in touch with other teams or other players. And my wife will try to get people in touch all the time. She's working on somebody will sign up as an individual, and she's working every day trying to get them set up with the team and building teams of free agents. So she does most of our PR work, and I kind of organize the events and make sure that our leagues and our tournaments run smooth. But as far as a business setting, we are both owners and founders of the company. We started it together, and you know, we cover every aspect of it. Other than our referees, we have no employees, so we literally do everything.
That's great. So we have about 3 minutes left in the podcast. So can you just tell us again about your event that you're going to have Saturday, August 27th, and then just any sort of like closing thoughts or words that you'd like to leave with my audience.
Okay. Well, like I said, this Saturday night is the NEOK Sports Midnight Madness Tournament. This is the second one we're doing. It starts at midnight. It'll be indoor at Soccer City in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a 5-on-5 men's flag football tournament. We're doing a double elimination format. And all the information about all of our tournaments, all of our leagues, you know, the charities that we are partnered with and all of our corporate sponsors can be found on my website, neoksports.com. And, you know, we can find us we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, you know, we're all over the place. So I would definitely encourage any teams, you know, whether in Oklahoma or around Oklahoma or teams that want to travel, you know, check us out, see what kind of tournaments we have going on in Tulsa, and come down here and compete. You know, I would like to think that we have some of the best teams in the Midwest that compete. So, you know, I'd like to invite anybody who would like to come down to Tulsa and compete. You know, come on, there's always room for more.
That's great. And I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to ask you, what's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Katrina.
Oh, great. Yeah, Gene and Katrina, I think you're both just doing great work. And I'm glad you do your marketing, because that's how we kind of found each other. So I just want to have an open invitation to you. If you have any more events, we'd love to have you on our podcast. And then in the next, hopefully we're planning like a director's conference for directors like yourselves, just to talk about flag football. And one of our goals is to hopefully have like a mobile sort of way for you to kind of look at our conference, if you can't travel, we're hoping to do something online with sort of a live stream or something like that. But we're definitely going to send an invite out to you and your organization.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. And I look forward to talking with you again.
That'd be great. And good luck tomorrow. And we'll talk. Hopefully we'll talk. We will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gene.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.